Morning, good morning. Happy blessings to all. All right, let's see. Our theme today is called Enlightened or Not. Enlightened or Not. Okay. So take a breath. Let's rest in the real. The real, meaning resting in yourself, resting in this moment, resting in your being, and recognize that there is no person here to speak. And there is no person there to listen. Recognize only the one self is present. If talking is happening, it is of the self. If listening seems to be taking place, this too is the self. The self in awareness of word sounds, which is called speaking and listening. Okay. And take a breath. Rest back. You're not on a journey to gather information. That is mind's desire. And you're not on a journey to find yourself. That too is mind talking. And you are not on a journey to become the presence. That is mind wishing. Now, this thing called mind, which is an accumulation of thoughts that come and go and come and go. Those thoughts or that mind will play with you before you realize you have always been an enlightened being. And mind will also play with you in attempt to get you back into the recognition or the false recognition of believing you have not always been an enlightened being. Suppose I'll take a moment and I want you to take that breath and I want you to come down to the heart. The feeling of peace or the feeling of silence and stillness. That is you right now. That is you being what we call enlightened right now. Being is enlightened is not something that the mind does or the mind is capable of bringing to you. You already are this stillness of the heart or the joy that you feel or the silent, you are already that. And that is what God is. That stillness, that peacefulness, that joyfulness, that calmness in the appearances of the world. Okay. So you have to ask in this quiet moment here, what would you seek to know that you do not already know? Is there still a looking to find something when sitting in meditation or in quiet reflection? Or reading or listening? Do you feel that you are seeking enlightenment? Take a look there. So we do not seek enlightenment, right? Why? Our practices, our desires are to recognize that what we are has never been unenlightened. Now, thoughts, feelings, sensations, memories, and stories might try to convince you otherwise. But those are the covers. That is the dream. The dream of being a person that must seek itself and find enlightenment. So the awareness of being, the awareness of this stillness of the heart, again in the face of the appearances of the world, that is you, being you. That is what would be called an enlightened state if we were seeking enlightenment. But that state has always been present. It has never not been where you are. That stillness of the heart, that joy, has always been present. That peace, that lovingness, that calmness has always been present. There's never been a moment in this lifetime that has not been present. We are to recognize that what we are has never been unenlightened. The fullness of your being has been ever present. Okay. So think for a moment to seek a state of enlightenment is saying we are believing that there is a state of non-enlightenment. So when we listen to tapes or we read books and we come across this idea, this concept of attaining enlightenment, you must be at that place of understanding and recognize that some of the things that are read are for first graders or third graders or seventh graders. And you must recognize this and know, I do not need to seek my enlightenment. All that I am is already present. Okay. Even if I go through the day acting like a separate person, rude, obnoxious, angry, upset, anxious, okay, even if the whole day is in that state of the dream, I am still the very presence that is present. That never changes. If the fullness of the heart hasn't opened yet, we might think that having a day like that is stating that we have not yet reached enlightenment. And I think most of you would agree with that at this moment. So I want you to take another step up. I want you to leave that concept and belief system. I want you to leave it. I want you to lay it on the step that you're standing on, and I want you to take another step up. Because what we are doing in a seeking state is following mind. We are following the mind. The mind will never be enlightened. It has to be left behind. It has to become a good servant. And you are training it in that capacity. You are watching thoughts. You're not so involved with thoughts when they're presented. Okay. So the mind is being trained, or the thoughts are being trained. The mind, the thoughts come out from you. They rise up in consciousness. Awareness is aware of thoughts, and you're learning to leave them alone. That does not mean you are not what you already are, just because you're learning to leave the thoughts alone. That practice is to dissolve the concept or a belief in mind. It is not to get you enlightenment, is not to get you an attainment. Is to get you into the knowingness and the understanding. I just gonna leave the thoughts alone. So So your practices do not mean you are not the presence of an enlightened being. They don't mean that at all. The practices are to get you finally to the place of acceptance of what already is. Okay. So while the fullness, the completeness of your being is already present, okay, what we say is yes, there is a stage of ignorance before accepting what we have always been. So, when we strive to learn and listen and read, yes, that is the heart pushing to open totally and completely, because there's a desire there to learn and to listen. But that striving is there only because there is yet an insistence of, I am not that yet. I'm not there yet. But again, that is only ignorance. That is not a state of non-enlightenment. It's ignorance to the reality that you already are that. So we're working to step over that ignorance. That's why you watch the thoughts. That's why I encourage you sit in the silence in the heart. Don't contemplate at that time. Don't be in a state of reflection at that time. Just be in that silence. That's your reality. Okay. So we are not in a state of unenlightenment. We may still have a little toe in the stage of ignorance, where we are ignoring what already is. That's what I'm calling ignorance. We are ignoring what already is. A state of ignoring. So, if unenlightenment were the case, then consciousness, God, awareness, whichever label you choose to call what is, would have to reside in an enlightened and an unenlightened state of being. Now, that which God is not in a state of unenlightenment, but consciousness, God awareness, again, whichever label, resides in neither state. Consciousness, your being, God, your being, awareness, your being resides in neither state. Consciousness, God, awareness just is. without beliefs, one way or the other. Again, your being, God being, awareness being resides in neither state. There's no need to seek what already is. So the reality of your being is not seeking enlightenment. If that's still taking place, then that recognize that is mind. That is a mind-driven concept. Do we, although we are an enlightened being, that we are already the fullness and the completeness of what is, which actually states in that statement that I already am enlightened, or of that principle, that there's no need to seek it. I am already that. Now, that said, then why meditate? Why contemplate? Why reflect? Not to become enlightened. But for that reality to deepen and deepen within, that I become the living expression of what I already am. Okay. So we eat and sleep being, I am being. Our day becomes filled with turning within, turning within. Taking moments and moments throughout the day to be silent, to take that breath and return to silence, to deepen what already is in our conscious awareness. If we are having what we might call a piss poor day, you have to recognize that's okay. I am still what I am. And take a breath in that remembrance. You are at a maturity that you can see that the day is not going well, and you are at a maturity of understanding that's okay. It does not interfere, nor upset, nor take away the presence that I already am. That remains silent because I can take a breath and be that silence if that is what I choose at that moment. Okay. So the awareness, the presence that you are as God, is without beliefs in one way or another. So, what we're saying here, and rightfully so, that there is neither non-enlightenment nor enlightenment. We may come into a fuller and deeper understanding of what already is beautiful. And that will happen. But you have to stop seeking. Okay? Consciousness, God, is not an either-or proposition. You cannot be, maybe pregnant and maybe not. This is for the ladies, right? You either are or you're not. And in your being, you are. You are not a little of it. You are not a little of your being. You are the magnitude, the fullness, the oneness, the presence that is right now present as these words are listened to and as the words are spoken. You are complete. You are whole. You are in this moment all that you will ever be. You are complete. It is now just being it to the fullness of your understanding. So we deepen that understanding by calling mind back when it goes out to play in the traffic of worldly appearances. We deepen that by taking that breath and bringing mind back into the heart. It came out from your being. Now we bring it home, deepening our understanding of what we already are. Okay. We read a book with a new light that we are not seeking to attain more knowledge. We are enjoying the words and perhaps taking them a little deeper, just a few words at a time, and then laying the book aside. And we listen to a tape with a new understanding. I'm not listening to attain my being. I'm listening for the joy of it. Okay. Consciousness is as it is, and that is what you are. So now, yes, we can convince ourselves that we have an understanding of spiritual truths. Mind can convince us of that. We have a meditation or a peace-filled feeling or the experience of bliss. And mind can convince us that we have attained something or at least we have acquired something spiritual. Okay. Mind can do that. And that belief is in the mind only. The mind cannot reach to where you are. So in In that mind state of the experiences being the realization. I have to ask, or we have to ask, what happens when a life jolt comes along? You've had these beautiful feelings inside, and mind is speaking that is blissful, and this is where you are now, and all of these spiritual activities, and but a life jolt comes along. And they do come. And then what happens? Are you still in that bliss? Okay. Are you still in that calm and peace-filled presence? Is there still living in the peace and serenity? Or does it feel as if you are pushed about and pushed off? Does the peace seem to feel as if it has gone? Does a fear feeling come in? If this is the feeling, if this is the experience, then this is only telling you that you are not resting on solid ground. You have given what you are to mind to interpret that for you. When you're resting in the heart, is mind there? No. So if that is happening here or on this next step, do not allow mind to tell you that you are not what you already are. Do not. Okay. So the fearful feelings came, and I felt like my peace was pulled away from me, and I didn't know where God was. And I couldn't get myself back. All of that, all of that. That is all mind. That is all mind. That is not you, God, speaking. That is mind, that are thoughts. And where is your solid ground? In the heart. Without mind, without thoughts, without feelings and sensations and emotions. It is peacefully in the heart. That is the solid ground. So know that it is okay. To, how do we want to say this? To become confused, to become fearful, to become upset, to become into that feeling of peace leaving you. It's okay. The God that you are hasn't gone anywhere, it is still right there. You must recognize that. Do not give the life, your life to mind. Okay. It's okay. Then you have a good laugh because it is okay. Being is joyful. Okay. So at that point, well, hey, there's a little bit more work to be done to deepen my understanding of what I already am. Not to become that. There's no work to be done to become that. There's no work, no meditation, no reading, no listening that you're going to do that is going to make you become what you already are. You are now in the deepening stage. We're going to deepen what we already understand. Okay. And that is what I call moving things from the head to the heart. Mind says, I already am. I set that aside. I take a breath and I rest into the heart. I'm not interested in what mind has to say about my being. So we're moving it from the head to the heart of understanding, not the mind of understanding, the heart of understanding. And it's living in that heart that there is no you that will succumb to the idea of forgetting who you already are. Don't take up the mind's limitations again. Leave that on the step that you're leaving. Okay? Don't take up mind as an authority. Go to your heart. That's where the answer will be. It's all there. Okay? Okay, take a breath. So, recognize. All this is not being spoken by a person to a person. Okay. That's on this step, this new step. Not being spoken by a person to this person. If you're speaking to what you would call a clerk in the store, that is not person to person. That is God speaking to God. If you're speaking to a family member, there is no family member. You are speaking to the very presence of God. Speak to a coworker. You're not speaking to a coworker. That is a concept. That is a label. And we can use that for communication. But on this step, let your heart recognize this is the very presence of God. That is speaking and that is listening. You only have one. presence. Do not give mind an authority to continue cutting it up into separations. No, no more. Even if you're speaking to a stranger on the street, stranger is a label because you have no little card about that particular form. You can't go to the card, oh, that's so-and-so, he's so-and-so and goes there and does this. So that form then is classified with the sticky label of stranger. Well, that stranger is the very presence of God. It is yourself. Even the most awful person that you may know or think of, that's too. Is the presence of God. That too is your own divine pure self. That's what is there. And that's all that is there. Everything else is labeling opinions and judgments based on what? Appearances. Appearances out there. Based on appearances, there is only one. No matter what the appearance might be, you have to see clearly. You have to keep cleaning the lenses. Okay. When opinions get stuck there, judgments get stuck there, you have to clean the lenses, see clearly. So only the self is. And that's all that there is. And that's all that there is right now. Knowing the self is the dissolution of mind beliefs. So what is already is. So our liberation is not from the ego. It is not from our environment. The liberation is from mind. Okay. And that already is. There's never been a moment, and here we go again, that you haven't been liberated from mind. But when the thoughts came along about whatever, different things, different beliefs. I believe in this. I believe in a round earth. I believe in a flat earth. You know, I believe that we're living in enclosed in some kind of a bubble. I believe that, you know, whatever. You picked up the thoughts and turned them into a story and then believed the story. So this busy mind business is not something that mind is doing to you. It's us allowing mind to be an authority. No one allows that but us. So when you see what is happening, that's when you come back to the heart. Well, ideally, we're always living out from the heart. Consciously, but come back consciously to the heart and look again. Again, over and over, mind is not meant to be an authority. So, there already is the liberation from mind, or what we call mind and thoughts. But you have to accept that, and you have to live it. Living it is the practice. And even if you have to practice till the cows come home, so they say, or one of them jumps over the moon, practice it. Because how deep is your love of yourself? Would you not practice till the cows come home out of love? Mind is not meant to be an authority. Do not give it to mind. In and of itself, this mind thing, the thoughts, they have no authority. They have no power. The only authority they have is the authority that we give them. The only power they seemingly have is the power we give them. So, on this step, you can see clearly that you are not to attempt to attain what you already are. You are to see past the self-imposed limitations that are presented by thoughts, or what we call mind. We're meant to learn to withdraw the mind from the world, from looking outward. We are to turn off the movie we have projected about a separate self, and then try to project our divine self into that same movie of separation. You are the screen on which the movies are being projected, on which the movies of our creation are taking place. Movies about gardening, movies about having babies, movie about family, movie about dying, movies about war, movies about this, movies about that. They're all being projected upon you, the screen, the presence of consciousness. There's nothing outside of consciousness. Okay. And the mind, as we know it finitely, dissolves as we keep turning our attention to the truth of what we are. Goes way back to the one, if you don't feed it, it will stop coming. And the food is our pure attention. So we keep turning into what is. We keep turning into the self. We keep turning back into the truth of our being 24/7 if necessary, but definitely throughout the day. Then the last thing at night, the recognition as well from the heart, from the silence. Go to sleep from there, go into the sleep from there. But this is what dissolves our conditioned beliefs in believing what mind is saying. Okay. All right. Now follow this for a moment. It's simply stated. Within our intellect, within our whatever it is that we are cognizant of when we look out, that this is a computer, this is a table, this is a chair. Technically, it's all myself, but there's something that recognizes the forms and the labels. That is the intellect. That is something in the brain, however that works, I do not know. But there is like a chain of command, and the commander in chief is the Lord or the law. That is the first of our being. The commander, the Lord, the law, Lord, law, same. The self, okay? That is first. That is first and always the infinite, eternal presence, the unborn being, the one. Okay? First. Next comes what we call mind. I think mind comes more into play when we begin to use it and stop believing in it. So I look at mind in this second place as the middle servant. It serves the commander. It serves the law. I look at it there. Because it's a servant. It's not in the first place. This is so to speak. I'm just giving you a visual. Okay. So the mind then is used to interpret what the servant mind calls the five senses. So we have touch, and mind can interpret that. And report back to the commander, okay? Touch, taste, smell, hearing, sight, okay? All of those five senses are like the little workers out there. And Those sensations are reported to mind, and mind reports to the commander. That's a visual. Okay, and you are always the first. You are never the servant. Not in this finite understanding. In your spiritual understanding, you say, I'm a servant of the Lord, but then I am the Lord, so you are that. So I think finally, we come to the understanding you in no way ever have been, nor will you ever be a servant of the mind or the five senses. They are there for your use. The body is here for your use. The mind is here for your use. The five tactile senses are here for your use. They are not meant to be the Lord. Okay. So they're here while we journey through this movie. Or seemingly journey through the movie. All of this, mind, the body, thoughts, sensations, feelings, and emotions, the world, the universe, are all appearances in consciousness. All appearances in consciousness. They are not out there. There is nothing out there but consciousness. We view the screen of consciousness. There's nothing outside of you. Okay, so take a breath again. I want you to turn within and come in. Come into the heart. Just follow a breath in, follow a breath out. We're bringing oxygen into all parts of the vehicle called body. Okay, that's what we're doing. This is not myself. This is an instrument. It requires this oxygen. At least it does in the movie. Again, just following the breath coming in, following that breath going out. It's going back out to where it came from. And again, it's going to flow in from where it's coming from, and it's going to flow back out to wherever it came from. So as you hear the sound of the words, I want you to turn your attention inward to the listener. Now there is no person listening. So there is something there. Beyond mind, listening. Be still. Recognize the fullness of the stillness. Recognize the completeness that is present. Be still. Your attention is on the listener. Your attention is with the listener. Your attention is the listener. Be still. Turning inward, your attention is listening. So we're turning our attention to what is listening. We know the sense of hearing is at play, but our attention is turned to what is listening. Our attention to this fire within. Our attention, this center of pure consciousness. Our attention is the listener. Be still. We're leaving in this fire of awareness. We're leaving all that which is no longer a benefit. We're leaving it there. It is in the fire of pure awareness. You're aware of watching thoughts. You're aware of sensations. You are aware of feelings. You are aware of thinking and meditating, and you are aware of listening. Without interpretation, without thoughts, without thinking, without mind's comments. Just aware of listening. Be still. Okay, how's it? This is where we have comments and or questions. Yes. Okay. I'd like to hear from you now if you have a comment. Yes, love.
Listening as presence that I am, wow.
When your attention is on the listener, and again, without words, without comments, without judgments, without opinions coming in, with nothing coming in, just pure listening. I encourage you all to try that today and really get in touch with the awareness that rises in regards to that. What rises up for you?
It feels, Mary, like a new listening, and it's expanded. Yeah. It's just pure awareness.
Right, and it's without labels,
Nothing,
and
nothing, nothing's touching it.
right, nothing's touching it.
And if it touches it, it sort of bounces off of it. Like it doesn't affect it.
You're right, it doesn't
Oh,
affect
wow.
it.
This is wild. Thank you, Mary.
Doesn't affect it. Nothing affects it, really.
Wow.
But this is back to, you are already complete. You are already what is. And I don't even want to say you're already enlightened because that you've never been not what you are. See, and I hope that came through clear today that you do not need to be seeking enlightenment, but knowing more deeply what already is present. And you can do the same with the seer. We didn't get to the seer, but you can do the same with the seer to be still in that state of seeing, being bringing the seeing from the heart, and you are seeing without the mind. Okay. So the faculty of seeing is there. The servant of seeing is there, and it's doing its job, so to speak. But you are the commander. The seeing is the servant. Okay. So mind will say, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing this. And you are saying to that servant, be still. So you are seeing without labels, without comments, without opinions, without
Identity.
anything going on. There's no labels. All the labels are, you can't, might even see them like falling off of everything. But when you begin to see and hear, you're paying attention to the seer, which is the same as the listener, which is the very presence of your own pure awareness, yourself. So you're seeing from the heart. The heart doesn't hold descriptions and opinions and beliefs and comments and labels and judgments. It doesn't hold that. So you're seeing from the heart. So you pay attention to the seer, like we were paying attention to the listener.
And there's no personal identity involved.
Right.
It's free. It's free.
That's free. Yeah, that's freedom. And it's already there. This is what the whole
Wow.
talk was about. It's already present. This, you are already present.
It's deep beaming. It's thank you so much, Mary.
Okay. 'Cause to see from the heart is preparing you. This clear seeing or this clear hearing or whatever, being aware of the listener, being aware of the seer. You've actually just put that person that could have been there, put it away. Because what is seeing without words and what is listening without words is the self, is the presence that is present. So that practice more and more sets the idea of a person here that is seeing and hearing and listening and speaking, setting that aside. Because those are taking place from the heart, again, without words, comments, opinions, judgments, interpretations, without all the mind stuff. So the mind is kind of set aside as well. Just be still. So things are heard in a different way. The things are seen in a different way that we hadn't experienced before. They've always, the most things are always covered over with the comments and the opinions and, oh, I know that song, I know that artist, I know it was back then, I know this, and the music is not even heard, to some degree. But it listen to a favorite something without words. Listen from, pay attention to the listener when you're listening to music or you're listening or you're even listening to a talk. Pay attention to the listener because so often we allow the mind to jump in and say, oh, I know that already, or, I get that. I understand that, And so then that you've given over the authority to listen to mind. And the same with the sight. When the comments, judgments, opinions, and all of that, it starts going on about, oh, anything at all. There's a mark on the wall. What's wrong with that wall? Maybe I need to clean it or scrub it or paint it or whatever. You haven't seen anything. You haven't seen what's there. You've seen the words that are coming up, but you haven't seen what's there. So as you pay attention to the listener, also pay attention to the seer. To see God, we have to look from the heart. Look from the heart. Because everything has the labels on there. So mind does all the seeing, mind does the listening, and mind does the talking. Or the mind does the feeling, mind does the smelling, mind does the tasting. When you give it to mind, but if you go through those from the heart without the mind, okay, and you can just practice it. It's a different level of awareness, of understanding. So take another step. Comments?
I'm just going to say thank you so much, Mary, and everybody here. I'm going to have to get off, but it's been
Oh, okay.
beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessing for a beautiful day. Okay. Any questions here? Because I think there's some new stuff in there that, but we're going up the stairs here. We're on our way to the university. So. The questions are okay.
It's not really a question, Mary. Hello.
Yes, love. Good morning.
Good morning. When you said, is there anything that you need to know that you don't already know? And
Right.
before the session, it was like, I don't know anything about anything. It's like in daily life, you never know the solution or what to do. But the way you explained it at the end is like, this session was so clear. I don't know why, but it's like the clearest session that I heard. Like the whole session was so clear that what I understood was like the one who listened in the beginning with the information you gave me now was like just follow the teaching and you will see things differently. So now I understand that because I thought I don't have the solutions or the answers is because the mind is always trying to show the solution, but it's the mind's problem. So you say when you leave the mind out of it, you will see things differently. So that is what to happen now, to come to the state that I can look at the things without the mind.
Yes. And look from the heart. Again, mind is not meant to be an authority. It's meant to be a servant or a tool. Like I said, we read a recipe and follow the recipe. We're using mind, we're using eyes, we're using sight. We're using what we have here as instruments to use, but they're never meant, and I can't say it enough, they're never meant to be an authority.
Yeah. So in the current appearance, it seems like you have physical issues, financial issues, family issues, mental issues, but you say, oh,
Those
it's just
are
one problem.
appearances.
But you
It
say it's just
in
one problem. It's all mind. It's the same problem. It's not
well,
different problems.
now let's take that up for a moment then. Yes, those are appearances. And in the appearances, if there is something you need to do, maybe with paperwork or documents, that will come. That awareness to do that will come when you give it to mind. Mind can make a problem out of that scenario. Oh, I got to get this paperwork done. Maybe I won't get it in on time, and I'm going to get penalized. I might get a fee, and I might get a fine. You know, and that's mind. The paperwork comes. I can do this part. I can do that part. Okay, let's finish that. Hey, that part's okay. There. Do not give it to mind. Everything else that needs to be taken care of in our earthly life, I guess I'll put it, will be taken care of. But we can't hear it because we're listening to mind. We can't see it because we're listening to mind. We can't even do it because we're listening to mind, or we can't allow it to be done through this body form, which is a better way to put it. But we can't even allow that to take place because we've given that to mind as well. And mind doesn't know a twit about what to do about anything.
Yeah. But Mary, does the God's presence, like these are worldly problems. Are there
No.
real events that God is aware of a
They're
worldly
not
problem?
problems. They're not problems. That's the whole point. They're not problems. Mind says that they're problems, and we give that authority to mind, and then we live our daily life in accord with what mind is telling us to do.
Yes, but what I try to say is, do they exist in the sense that if we think that a worldly thing needs to be done or whatever, in
No,
reality?
no, no. If you are listening from the heart, if you're looking from the heart, the movement of the body form to be active in an activity of filling out paperwork or putting it in the mail, that will take place spontaneously. There's no need to think about it. The signing will be done. But you don't have to think about it. It's just going to take place. It's mind that says, oh, I have to sign that. Oh, I have to put it in an envelope. Oh, I have to go get a stamp. Oh, I have to write the address on the house. That's mind.
Okay.
And
Okay.
mind will make the problem of it. Where did it, you know? The paperwork is before us. What's the requirement of the paperwork? It's been read. Okay, it requires a signature. The signature takes place. Putting it in the envelope takes place. You don't have to think about everything for all your waking hours, you know. You can lay the mind aside. It's not really needed until you want to do something. Like often I'll say, you know, well, I wanted to learn how to mix my paints into different colors and that, but so I read a book on that, and I used mind to read that book, and I used mind to say, oh, this much color goes here and that much color goes there, and I watched that take place, and it took place.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah, it's more like that. Okay, so I think we'll call this one complete. And we'll go to let us pray. How's that? So, most beloved, I pray, burn from me all that is not of my pure self, and burn in the fires of grace all that tempts me to leave the purity of my being, and burn in the love of myself all that pulls me to distraction from my own pure life. And I thank you, beloved, for this pure white fire of unconditioned devotion to be as I truly am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Namaste.
Thank you, Mary.